following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Midway Auto Broadcast Booth on the road today with the unit efforts here in Car, getting ready for the fifth annual Scholar Night. We'll be about that. We're also going to be talking a lot of baseball here today. UNK Coach Damon Day co-hosting. Welcome back.
What's up, buddy?
You weren't supposed to be here today.
No. Don't that thought is not lost upon me at all whatsoever, but it is what it is.
We'll talk about Loper baseball as well, and we will also be talking a little Legion baseball. In fact, Kearney American Legion baseball starts just 2 weeks from today. The season begins just 2 weeks from today for Kearney Post 52 and Runza's. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later on the show. The president of the Kearney American Legion, Terry Broadfoot, is going to come in and let us know about what they've got going on as well. But let's just get into the world of sports. Let's just relax a little bit. Let's just see what's going on. Hope folks enjoyed the debut of Hail Varsity yesterday here on ESPN Radio. We'll be back with Hail Varsity from 4 to 6 every weekday here on ESPN Radio. So if you didn't get a chance to check it out yesterday, Hail Varsity new radio program. Talking a lot of Huskers. Mike Leach was on yesterday. Charlie McBride was on yesterday. It's not just football. It's baseball, basketball, and just an extension of what we're already doing. So if you didn't get a chance to check that out, chance to do that today from 4 until 6 here on ESPN Radio. So NHL and NBA are continuing. Now the golf clubs are out. Deep breath.
Draft.
The draft.
That's all everybody's talking about is the draft. Thursday night, the Browns will figure out whose career they'll end. that's what it is.
I'm glad you brought it up so I didn't have to.
You throw out all the stats about top 10 quarterbacks picked in the top 10 rounds. None of them succeed because they're going to bad teams. If you're in the top 10 of the draft, you're a bad football team, and usually you're a bad football organization, so you're left with nothing to succeed with. And this is going to be the same thing. Everyone talks about is Johnny Manziel going to be a bust or not going to be a bust. It's going to be depends on who he drafts. If he goes to New England, he's going to be a success. If he goes to the Cleveland Browns, he's not going to be very good.
Well, it's an excellent point on kind of what I was trying to get to yesterday is that if you get a guy and you throw him in on a 2-14, 3-13 football team and expect him to start, which is what they are expecting because they want him to be your franchise player, whether it's quarterback, wide receiver, or whatever, but obviously quarterback's going to get a lot more play. You hit the nail on the head. I think if you end up with the Houston Texans or the Atlanta Falcons, who are both in the top six, you've got to like that. But if you're going to Oakland, if you're going to Cleveland, if you're going to Jacksonville, you'd rather just go back to college for another year.
Without a doubt. And that's the thing that people don't understand is, especially in football, football is a system-based game. You know, you hear about 3-4s, you hear about 4-3 on the defensive side. Well, if you're a 3-4 defense and you draft a linebacker that's a 4-3 guy, he may not fit in a 3-4, and his career ends up not being what he thought he'd be because they, you know, they misdrafted on what position he was going to play. And so it comes down to systems. It comes down to, you know, what system is going to fit that player the very, very best. And at the end of the day, if you get drafted into a team that does not fit your skill set, so you're going to be fighting an uphill battle, and that's what Manziel and Bortles and Bridgewater and all these guys are going to be facing is what type of receiving core do they have? What, the Browns have Gordon? I mean, what, one guy they're going to end up triple teaming him? You know, do you have an offensive line that you can play behind? I mean, there's so many different variables that go into whether Johnny Manziel or Teddy Bridgewater or Blake Bortles is going to be successful, and only a portion of that is them. I mean, you can't complete passes when you're lying on your back. You know, you can't throw to receivers that don't get open. I mean, so there's so many different variables. And obviously, you know, football, NFL football is the end-all, be-all sporting activity that garners the most coverage. And ESPN has we're not even near football season. They got a show every day dedicated to football. What are they going to talk about? They're going to talk about all these different types of things, you know. And so people, I get text messages or people will Twitter me questions as far as ask about the Browns and what they should do. I would like to see the Browns go themselves in the league 12 to 15 years, maybe shore up their offensive line, kind of, you know, to go back and some of those other pieces that they have and kind of, you know, take a break from – go find one of these quarterbacks in the third round. Go find somebody that's going to be – you know, go – Vince Young and Thigpen are not the answer. I mean, they're not the answer.
No.
And so go get one of these young guys. They talk about how this is maybe one of the deepest drafts quarterback-wise that they've had in a while. Go get two or three of these guys that are borderline, that you could go anywhere between a third and a sixth just depending upon, again, system. But – you know, for teams like that, there's just a lot of different avenues you can take, and you don't have to necessarily do what everybody's. I mean, Cleveland got to do something to energize fan base. And that's why, man, if he's at four, I think he'll end the Browns.
But I agree with you. I think it would be an incredible mistake by the Cleveland Browns to take Johnny Manziel.
I think it'd be a tremendous mistake for the Cleveland Browns. Pick a quarterback unless they really love somebody, but they can really love somebody with the 26th pick that they still have as well.
And today, if you're watching or listening at all, Herm Edwards, Bill Polian here on ESPN, they kind of went over Cleveland. They were talking about take the best, take fourth if you got move, you can move, go get what you need. You're still there with the 26th. You've got five picks in the top three. The problem is, how many times do we have to keep saying this about organizations that just can't figure out the draft? And apparently Cleveland is one of those.
Oh.
So we're getting some help right now with the draft positions. But I agree with you. Stay away from a quarterback with
Cleveland
that four
slot.
Cleveland
needs to sit down in the draft room and say, okay, we want to pick this guy. And because we want to pick this guy, we're going to go pick this other guy. Because basically their first instinct is always wrong. So let's start going to their second or third instinct. And, you know, I mean, if you got to think about it, if you're a quarterback and you get taken by the Texans, you know, the rumor is Manziel may go get picked by the Houston Texans. Good for him.
Yeah.
That team was picked to go to the Super Bowl last year and had maybe one of the most dramatic falls, but the talent level is still there. You know, the talent level is still there for them to be very, very successful. And so, you know, you want to go to you want to go to Atlanta Falcons. You definitely don't want to go to the Jaguars. You definitely don't want to go to the Raiders. You don't want to go to the Buccaneers. You know, you don't want to go to the historically bad St. Louis Rams. You know, you have to be sitting there on draft day. It's like a lottery of what type of situation you're going to be put into. But I know from a sports fan standpoint, I just want Thursday to get over with.
Well, you take a look, and I think right now I would not be opposed to going to the Rams. If it was you, if you were the player, you know, you had Jeff Fisher. I'm not totally opposed to that. So in the top 10, Houston, yes. St. Louis, yes. Then you got Jacksonville, Cleveland, and Oakland. No, no, no. Atlanta, yes. Tampa Bay, I don't know. Hey, that's a good place to go play, but they've had a lot of turnover lately. I guess that I would put them in the middle, maybe, of all these 10 teams. You got Minnesota, again, probably not a bad place to play, but they're in transition. The next couple of seasons, you don't even know whether you just know they're not going to be good the next couple of years. The Buffalo Bills, what's the point? And the Detroit Lions, yeah, I think I'd want to go to the Detroit Lions. Good coaching hire in Jim Caldwell. They've already got a lot of pieces in place. There is the potential for that to implode upon itself if they don't get along with the coach. But those are the top 10, and I think I could you know, go to most of those. I think, but again,
let's face
three,
it.
Four, and five. Jacksonville,
Cleveland. They're going to be rich beyond anything they ever imagined. So getting drafted is just the key point. Not probably more longevity and early success that leads to that secondary marketing brand. As far as if you play on a successful team, you get more marketing. Let's face it, though, to get drafted is still a very, very good thing. But there's definitely teams that you have to be looking at from a draft standpoint and say, please skip me. I mean, please don't take me. You what was it? You got for the Browns, you got Couch, Whedon, Quinn. Were all three of them very good?
Well done.
I don't know, but they sure didn't get any help by going to the Browns.
Another thing that has come out here in Big Ten basketball has found a way to keep itself in the forefront. They announce a series with the Big East. Cool, yay, fun. You'll get some different matchups. You know, when 80s can't come together on where and who to play, then the leagues have to do that for you. But we mentioned it on the sports. You may have seen it last night. You may have heard it on our airwaves this morning. The Big Ten basketball tournament will be played in Washington, D.C. in 2017 at the Verizon Center.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. That's because we're the westernmost team in the Big Ten. But even with Rutgers and Maryland,
just because you add Rutgers and Maryland doesn't make you all of a sudden an East Coast conference.
Nobody's going to go to that. Nobody.
No one follows Maryland and Rutgers. So this whole footprint into the East Coast is not going to happen. And now you're going to move your tournament over there to the East. What do you – that it needs to be in Chicago. It needs to be in Indianapolis. You know, it needs to be in one of those type
where people
of,
can go.
Where people will go.
Yeah, where people can go. Where people can enjoy it.
Where you can hop in the car and go with your kid from Nebraska, from Iowa, from Northwestern, from all those different places. No one's hopping in their car from the Big Ten to drive to Washington, D.C.
No.
It's just a forced play to get some sort of recognition on the East Coast, and it's going to get lost in the shuffle. And when you go to a Chicago, you go to an Indianapolis, it's Big Ten country. You get the casual Big Ten fan to show up. You're not going to go get the Big East fan who's from Philadelphia to go spend the day in Washington, D.C. to watch Big Ten basketball. You're not going to get ACC fans who are casual college basketball fans to go watch Big Ten basketball. It is a huge mistake by the Big Ten to so early jump into this whole East Coast thing and buy into it. You know, heck, have it at the Gund Arena in Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, there's places to have it in Kansas City. That's in, you know, now in the
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis would be a great place for the Big Ten. But to go do it in Washington, D.C., it's a far stretch. And I think it's a bad play for the Big Ten to try to really just hammer home and get through to this East Coast market when no one cares about Rutgers. Cares about Maryland.
Why would you go to a place that has no connection to whatever it is you're doing? I'm not even talking basketball. I mean, you just will go to Dallas. You just as well go to Dallas. You just as well go to Atlanta. You just as well go to Madison Square Garden in New York City, which is where this is going to head because of Rutgers. I mean, seriously, what if the big
Have it at Pepsi Arena in Denver.
What if the Big 12 Big 12 championship was in L.A.?
Right.
What sense does that make?
You're just starting to put it in big markets because you think people – and it's going to backfire. You know what? They're going to make it look packed on TV, and it's going to – you know, they're going to make a great event because that's what the Big Ten does. But you're losing who you want at that tournament. When you ask yourself, who do I want to be able to come to this tournament, you've lost the majority of those people by having it on the East Coast. Because I don't know. But Washington, D.C. in March does not sound like a fun place to go.
And they're already talking about, you know, of course, Maryland. I understand it. A baseball team builds a new park, and you have the All-Star game there as soon as you possibly can. I understand. I get what the Big Ten is trying to do. I just think they missed the boat on this one because if you're trying to appease Maryland, have the damn thing in Baltimore.
I mean,
what's the point?
Yeah, and you know what? I go back to Maryland's fan base, and I go back to Rutgers' fan base. We may have added two schools out there, but we did not add fan bases that are as fervent as the Big Ten fan bases. When you start talking about Big Ten fan bases, you're talking about Penn State, you're talking about Ohio State, you're talking about Nebraska, you're talking about people who wake up in the morning and find out what's going on in those athletic departments. Maryland does not have that. Scott Pelt is the only guy carrying the banner for Maryland's, you know, fandom or what you want to call it. But in the Big Ten, where there are so many fan bases, you have, I mean, you'd think, you look at just who's living in the Chicago metro area and all the schools that are being drawn from that area that are Big Ten grads, from the Northwesterns to the Iowas to the Indiana Business School. I mean, you think about all those places that you're going to get a casual fan to show up. There are very limited amounts of major alumni bait groups in those areas for Big Ten schools. And it's just a far-reaching play that I think they missed the boat on.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up a little bit later on in the program. Doug, due to Damon Day with you here, we're at the Eunice Conference Center where they are putting the finishing touches on the fifth annual Loper Ballbackers, a fundraiser, which will take place tonight. Social hour begins at 5:30. Then the dinner and auction will be at 7 o'clock, as there are many of these events. If you've been to them, they'll have some really cool silent auction items. They've got some great live auction items. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. Right now, our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, we asked you which NBA second-round series you're most looking forward to watching. This was a little more split. Only two of the series of the four were selected, but 55% took Oklahoma City and the Clippers, and 45% said Portland and San Antonio. The Clippers and Thunder should be the most exciting, and last night it wasn't. The Clippers just hammered them.
I have a new perspective on this because I was in Oklahoma City for 5 days, mm-hmm. for 5 days during this tournament. It's not a big major market team. It's not, but man, they had wall-to-wall coverage, and I know more about the Thunder, and I don't think they stand a prayer based upon just their own people. I mean, you want to talk about a town that has gone south on their team and Kevin Durant. Man, that town, the negative, we listened to the radio, it was amazing.
Really?
Oh, it was crazy. It was, even our guys were talking, even most of the time you don't get much comment on national news radio stuff, or you guys don't even listen to the radio, but you make them listen to it on the bus or whatever. And they were even like, man, this poor Kevin Durant guy can't win here. You know, he's darned if he does and darned if he doesn't. Now he's the MVP and they get smoked last night. But it was really interesting being in Oklahoma during that sixth and seventh game with Memphis and just how negative the whole town seemed to be about what the, you know, I think people thought it was going to be a lot easier for Oklahoma City to get to they were supposed to be getting to, and obviously with the Clippers situation, you know, that unifies a team the mantra, and that's a big deal. Athletics is getting the team to believe in themselves, and so I don't think that Oklahoma City is going to have enough to withstand the Clippers barrage.
Our Midtown cooler question today. We have boxing over the weekend. We didn't really even talk about it yesterday. Floyd Mayweather defeating Marcos Maidana to advance to 46-0. Our poll question today, will we ever see him fight Manny Pacquiao? No. Ship has sailed. The ship has sailed. You're going to get a rematch here between these two guys, and it's going to be big money, and Mayweather's going to win that one too, and he's going to get to the point where he breaks the record. He's going to retire. He's going to have this money. He's going to get into the media if he wants to, because he is definitely a colorful figure.
How irrelevant has boxing become?
Yeah, but it's still, I think it's a little bit better than it was 5 years ago.
They've rebounded from the when mixed martial arts really took over, and then UCF and the whatever, the fighting league,
UFC, MMA.
Yeah, they've saturated the market to the point where now boxing's back getting a little bounce because there's so much coverage.
Well, there's
fighting.
Too many of those events.
Yeah, and you don't know, you know, they've kind of lost their voice by being oversaturated. But it's amazing the days of Mike Tyson and Larry Holmes and you know, I remember when Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson. You know, and if you ever seen the story about Buster you know, basically fighting for his life, nothing to lose. So he said he was never Tyson. You know, those are the things that you miss out on. You miss out. You hear the stories of Muhammad Ali and Joe Louis and all their great things and George Foreman. You hear all the nostalgic part of it. It's kind of like baseball. You know, the glory days are past it. You know, obviously baseball's still going today, major league wise, and but they're setting all sorts of records. And but baseball isn't in the fabric of America the way it used to be. Neither is boxing. You know, boxing has lost that hold on it because they took so long to change. You know, will it ever come back? I don't know. I don't know if boxing will make that bounce to where they need to be. But it's amazing how much, you know, just become non-irrelevant. It's just not it's just not something that, you know, I remember the pay-per-views for Tyson and they would sell out and, you know, you used to be, oh man, I'm going to pay $29 right now to see 17 seconds of boxing. And so, you know, I just really feel like that, unfortunately, boxing, there's no more characters. There's no more the greatest of all time. There's no more world's champion when it comes to boxing. And that's why Pacquiao Mayweather really missed the boat when they didn't fight, because they could have put boxing back on the map.
Well, you can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little UNK baseball, a little Kearney American Legion baseball, and as we roll towards the top of the hour, more on the 5th Annual Loper Football Backers Fundraiser, Scholarship, and Dinner tonight here at the Eunice Conference Center. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be back after this.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just arrange happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on, North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With a mix of clouds and sunshine developing through the day today, temperatures climbing the upper 70s. Winds will stay to the east about 5 to 15. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head down to 55 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 61.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the road today at the Eunice Conference Center, where tonight it's the 5th Annual Loper Football Backers Dinner and Scholarship Fundraiser. And at Midway, they have rolled into May with some more great deals for you. Of course, every single day of the week, it's their everyday low hassle-free prices on every new and certified pre-owned vehicle on the lot. You walk up, you see the price, that's what it is. And then, of course, there might be a manufacturer rebate or something special from the national office, but they want to make sure you're getting the best deal all the time, and you know it by walking on their lot at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or just seeing their complete inventory online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Every day, the low hassle-free prices, and of course, the Midway certified program gives you oil changes and warranties, powertrain warranties, to make sure that nothing goes wrong. And if it happens to, they take care of it for you. The Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, Damon Day, our co-host today, and let's take a look at what we've got here on the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from John, our Raider fan. He goes, Doug, I will bet you an adult beverage that the Raiders do not take Johnny Football. I see him in Dallas more than in Oakland. Yeah, I don't think he's going to Oakland either. I mean, it's a new regime there. Back in the day, Al Davis, I could see that. Now, I don't see that at all.
No, I think that they had Terrell Pryor there, who's pretty much the same thing, except a bigger, faster version of Johnny Manziel. And it didn't work out for him there. So I think they're probably going to go back to if they're going to take a quarterback, it's going to be a more prototypical drop back passer type of thing than it is going to be trying to do the scat back running back slash quarterback thing, because they've already tried that with Terrell Pryor. Terrell Pryor coming out of college before the tattoo gate was probably more highly decorated and more highly sought after than Johnny Manziel type of thing. But then getting in trouble and getting suspended kind of lowered his upside or whatever you want to call it. And so I think that Oakland's already tried that and it's failed miserably. And so I think if they're going to go quarterback, they'll go more traditional.
And the Raiders is one of those positions no one can really get a pinpoint on, because they're all saying it kind of depends what happens above them, because they expect if Manziel isn't gone, you might get a trade with Atlanta moving up or some other teams moving up, maybe Dallas. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Dallas doesn't need Johnny Manziel. Okay.
No.
They don't need Johnny Manziel for the wow factor to sell tickets. They need to win.
Yes.
And they need defense. Don't be getting Johnny Manziel. Jerry Jones, don't take Johnny Manziel, and don't take a wide receiver. Get your defensive help immediately. Sammy Watkins, the wide receiver for Clemson, the offensive tackle, Jake Matthews of Texas A&M, and Manziel, those are about the three or four couple of them that are projected that Oakland may take. Let's switch the hats here from co-host to baseball coach with Loper coach Damon Day. Coach, I paid attention to the two games that you guys played last week down at Central Oklahoma, and two one-run games. One, you had the lead and it got away. One, you came back and then a kid knocks one out of the ballpark on you. I look at it two different ways having you on just about every week this year. A, what an incredible season faced with the odds that you had, and bigger picture, who knows what was going to happen with the new athletic administration. And Paul Plinsky, the AD, will be on the Doug and Daddy show tomorrow. I know that some folks were worried that a coach might be gone or a program might be gone of any of the 17 sports, not just baseball, but it seemed to be some pressure. Then you get banged up. Then you win 30 games, which at UNK or in the MIAA is a pretty good benchmark. But then you have to be heartbroken that it's two one-run games on the road that keeps you from playing this weekend.
You know, I don't think that there was any more pressure on the baseball program. I don't think there could ever be any more pressure on the baseball program than we as coaches and players put on ourselves. I think that we have a very high expectation level of ourselves and how we're going to go about do some things. And I think in 2012, we did not live up to that. In 2013, we started to kind of show signs of getting our fight back. 2011 was such a special season, being four outs from the World Series. And then, there were people with the move to the MIAA. We have a new administration. You start to hear rumors of they're going to cut budget, they got to cut programs, and people look around and say, hey, our baseball stadium's not on campus, we're a northern sport in a southern conference, and you start to hear all the rationale behind it, and I'm really just proud of our coaching staff, Trey Howell, our hitting coach, assistant head coach, and Steve Stutzman, our pitching coach, and I'm really proud of our players. We just kind of put our head down over the last 18 months and just said, you know what, we're close, but we got to keep going, and I thought we broke through this year. I think we still have a ways to go to be where we want to be. But overall, when you look at this season, I think it was a tremendous amount of success, because we overcame so much adversity, not just on the field, not just with the injury type of thing, but just all the noise surrounding everything that is the UNK Athletic Department through a year of upheaval when Mr. McBride announced his retirement. That sent a shockwave through everybody because it's a new system, and obviously Dr. Polinsky's come in and done a phenomenal job, and just really excited to continue to work with him on those things. So it wasn't just an injury thing. It was just kind of a culmination of things, and I think from a head coaching standpoint, you know, it really kind of gave me back some of the feeling that I had. Can I do – you know, you start to doubt yourself after two losing years. You know, I could make a winner in the RMAC, but can I do it in the MIAA? I have to build a different type of team, and we built a different type of team. And so, you know, from a coaching standpoint, it really invigorated me to get to 2015. We just handed in equipment yesterday, and, you know, we got exit interviews this afternoon, and you can already just see the vibe of the guys just – man, fall ball can't get here fast enough. I need to take some time and get healed. But, you know, we graduate a limited amount of our roster, and the reinforcements are already here in the roster to go along with our recruiting class. And so, you know, it was just a great season. And to have it end the way that it did at Central Oak, a lot of people have asked, God, it had to be so. Hey, if you were there or you watched it online or you felt the those were two phenomenal college baseball games. Those were two teams that were trying to find a way anyway, even us undermanned. Joey DeSimone starts in a conference tournament game and hasn't even had an at-bat all year and plays a flawless second base and even gets a big double for us in a rally. And so they were just two really good college baseball games that, you know, you can't – I always say is that, you know, as a coach, you know, sometimes you're too quick to – yell or point the finger at your own guys when you lose. You know, you say, oh, we didn't do this or we didn't do that, or, you know, and at the end of the day, sometimes when you lose, you get beat, and UCO got the big hit when they needed to. They made a big pitch when they needed to. Not that we didn't, they just did it more times than us. And so they were two very, very well fought baseball games, and something that I after that final out of that second game, I told our guys, pick your heads up. Let's get on the bus and go home and be proud of what we accomplished, because, you know, we came into their yard and we battled them pitch for pitch. And at the end of the day, they had a couple swings and a couple pitches go their way, and we didn't. Just an overall, there's no one that is more proud or humbled than myself to be the head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And I'm just so honored to have the players that I have. And you know, we really are excited about the future of our program. We got some renovations going on again up this summer up at Memorial Field. We're going to redo the locker room area and do some things, because we have to do that. We have to keep up with the other programs in the MIAA. There's a facilities race in the MIAA going on right now. And obviously with the work of the Kearney American Legion and the city of Kearney, our stadium is top notch, just one of the best in the league. But some of those amenities, some of those mm-hmm. I like to call Cadillac items, we're behind other schools in. And so, you know, with our indoor facility being as top notch as it is, that's a win for us. But we got to make that locker room that every day where those guys spend a majority of their time. We got to do some things to help this generation who are so technologically savvy and they want so much at their access, you know. So we're going to put some computers in there. We're going to put some TV and video stuff in there so they can watch their swings and do homework and send off emails. So we're really excited about that phase of going into the summer. And we got some announcements that'll come in June about some changes to our coaching staff that we're really excited about moving forward. But that'll all come in June when all that gets wrapped up. And so it's just a really exciting time, in our baseball program, and I'll be honest with you, I think we didn't even hit the Oklahoma City limit line, and I was already over the disappointment of the season, because it wasn't a disappointment. I was just more, you know, they were a fun crew to coach. They were really, and coaches and everybody who's been around the game knows that when you get a group of guys that you just truly enjoy showing up to the yard every day, they were that team. It was more sad because you just wanted to keep coaching your team. You just wanted another weekend with them. You just wanted one more opportunity, and we didn't get that, but it wasn't for a lack of trying.
Well, when we're talking with Loper baseball coach Damon Day, of course, he's doing most of the talking, but what will this year's adversity do for your team next year? You mentioned a lot of these guys are back.
You know, I do apologize for just rambling, because when you get me going about my guys, I can talk for hours on end, you know. But I think this is a bigger life lesson than anything else. I think sometimes we get a false sense of life's all roses and everything's going to be perfect for you. And I think that these guys learn that, you know what, sometimes the best laid plans go to waste in a hurry when some things go against you. And I think they really learned this year how to pick themselves off the mat. I think they can look back at two, three, four, five games in there that we should have had that didn't have. That was because of an error or because of a throwing to the wrong base or an unexecuted pitch or not getting a big knock. And that puts you on the road for the playoffs rather than being at home for the playoffs. And I think that's something that we really learned this year, is that that home playoff thing is a big, big deal. I think that handling adversity and just being able to answer the bell every single day, whether it be in the weight room, in a practice setting, in a game setting, I hope that's what Teams 54's legacy is that never say die, take advantage of every opportunity, and really cherish the opportunity that you have to be with your teammates and play the game.
Okay, in the off season, there's recruiting. What you talked about the facilities, but as far as on the field, what are you going to be addressing, or what have you addressed already maybe for next year?
Well, I think we have 13 guys that are going off to play summer ball, so there's getting all those guys where they need to get to, talking with coaches, you know, with your pitchers, you're putting in your pitch limits or asking what you'd like to see from a position player standpoint. You're letting the guys, hey, you know, you really need to work on your skills game, or you really need to work on your throwing. And so you're trying to get everybody prepared to use the next 3 months, May, June, and July. You're trying to get them as physically and mentally ready to go for fall baseball, because let's face it, that's when a team is made, is in the fall. And so you're getting all those things ready from a recruiting standpoint. We're almost finished. We got one or two more arms that we're trying to solidify that we're really excited about. And so it's really just staying on top of everything, keeping this machine running, and keeping everybody's kind of eye on the prize, and checking in with guys to make sure that they're getting their work done, and making sure that they're getting healthy of mind as well as body. And so it's a busy, busy time, but it's also a time in July to take a break. You know, from August through June, the end of June, there's a lot of travel. There's a lot of busyness, and July seems to be a time to settle down. So I'm looking forward to July 4th.
Well, we will turn the baseball hat back around to co-host for UNK baseball, Coach Damon Day. When we come back, we'll talk a little Kearney American Legion baseball. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We've got a little postseason high school sports to talk about, baseball, soccer, and more. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A reminder that the Kearney Bearcat, you know, when we get to this time of the season, we start talking about camps, and we've been doing that a little bit lately. The Kearney Bearcat Boys Basketball Camp for 3rd through 8th grade will be held May 27th. 7th through the 30th at Kearney High School. You can contact Coach Scott Steinbrick for more information. You can go to their webpage. You can go to Facebook. Many, many ways to get a hold of Scott. 440-5466. 440-5466, and get your youngster registered for the Bearcat Basketball Camp. It includes instruction of basic fundamentals, team concepts, some game competition, fundamental instruction from the Kearney High staff, with a variety of guest clinicians as well. May 27th through the 30th. That's the week right after, starting the day after Memorial Day. We'll take a break. Terry Broadfoot, Jeff Wolf going to join us to talk a little Kearney Legion baseball when we come back.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better, with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this: we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
The annual John McDonald Memorial four-person golf scramble is May 17th and 18th at the Kearney Country Club. Your $125 entry fee includes golf, cart, prizes, and steak dinner. You can include a practice round on Friday with a shootout that evening at 6 o'clock. The shotgun starts are Saturday at 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. with everybody going off Sunday at 10. Sign up today by calling the Kearney Country Club at 237-2553 or stopping by the Pro Shop. The John McDonald Memorial four-person scramble May 17th and 18th at the Kearney Country Club.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Go green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape. And blue, orange, red, and yellow too. This is Greg Sharp. As you might expect, I'm partial with the colors of fall. But no matter what season, Johnson staff will match the right designs with the color vision you have for your project, including the design. So if your landscape is not becoming to you, then you should be coming to Johnson's Nursery Center. Now open inside Johnson Lawn and coincidentally next to Yellow Van in South Kearney. On the web at johnsonlandscape.net.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here at the UTIS Conference Center today as we are getting ready for the 5th Annual Loper Football Backers Dinner and Scholarship Fundraiser as they continue to put the finishing touches on that. Coach Morris, kind of like some of the play calling, he's walking around here with a confused look on his face right now, but he'll be chatting with us here in a couple of minutes about what else is going on here this evening. But before we get to Troutman's Trivia and all of that, Terry Broadfoot, Jeff Wolf are back with us as we're ready to get a Kearney American Legion baseball season underway. And guys, thanks for coming in. It's fundraiser time, and Terry, yours is coming up a little couple weeks later than usual, but if anybody's had anything to do with Legion baseball, they know about the Legion barbecue and trying to take care of the kids.
Yeah, we're anxious to have another barbecue for the Legion, and it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We usually have it a week earlier, but we had some conflicts this year, so we're having it this Friday at 6 o'clock. There's quite a few good things that happen about this. One good thing is I get my shop cleaned once a year. The kids have to come out and sweep it and get it clean, so it's clean at least for 2 weeks.
And hazmat suits to clean the bathroom.
Hey, let's don't talk about that. I've had a little problems with some of that.
Well, let's give them the details where, when, for the folks that don't know.
It's at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, which is just south of the interstate, right next to the Holiday Inn Express, just south of the Holiday Inn Express. 6 o'clock is doors open. There'll be a silent auction before the while we're eating, and then we have the fortunate to have Doug Duda and Tony Davis emceeing this year.
Boy.
And that's well worth the $10 admission.
Yeah, that the show that goes on there for that, and some live auction items as well. Jeff, as Terry said, this is the largest fundraiser of the year. Can you let the folks know in this day and age what all you guys have to do with financing for the programs besides just putting hats and uniforms on them and getting them bats?
And I asked Terry a little bit ago what the take is on this, and he told me what it is. And it's $65,000 to $8,000, and that still takes care of maybe what, Terry, 25% of our budget for the year. I mean, we pay 5 full-time coaches. We go on the road. We go to tournaments. We put the kids up in their hotel rooms. We pay for all that. They get a per diem per day. So there's a lot of money involved and a lot of expense. And with Terry and other people in town that have been a part of this for years, they make it a lot easier for us to accomplish what needs to be accomplished during the year for these kids. So
unfortunately, and we kind of touched on it maybe a couple of weeks ago on the show, Kearney is not going to have its 4-2 juniors, 2 seniors teams this year. If you can address that and maybe how that will affect some of the funding that you guys have this year.
Terry, how will that affect it? I mean,
well, you know, and it's an unfortunate situation, but you got to look at it. Kearney was one of the last teams or one of the last outstate schools that had 4 teams. Grand Island hasn't had 4 teams for the last 2 or 3 years. you know, Hastings, I'm not for sure if they still, I don't think,
nope,
I believe they only have deals. So
they had three last year.
So Kearney was the last, and it just comes down to numbers. I mean, it comes down to, we were on the very threshold of not having it the last two or three years. And now that they've taken away the, what we call Legion babies, that this is the last year that the college kids can, that are of age, that can come back. This is the last year they can do it. Well, it was going to happen this year or next year, because our program's been pretty fortunate. We've had two or three of those kids come back every year. And after this year, that will no longer be a choice. So it was probably going to happen next year, but it unfortunately happened a year earlier. And like I said, it's just I don't know what will happen with the program. It's kind of worked where it, maybe it should be now, where the we'll have two junior teams. One of them should be a feeder program for the other team, and then you'll have a. And it might get to the point where now we always the two teams only kept about 12, 13 players. Now it might be where we've got enough choice where you may have a couple kids that are just pitchers only. And, you know, maybe they're going to save 15, 16 kids now instead of where they used to hold it off to about 12 or 13. So it's going to help maybe a little bit to have be a little more depth on the team. But unfortunately, there's going to be some older kids out there that aren't going to get to play baseball.
It is an unfortunate deal. And like Terry said, we could kind of see it coming down the pike. And it's very unfortunate for kids who want to play, but it's just the way it worked out. You don't have enough, you don't have enough.
Yeah, we could have a whole new show on the situation, because there's still a lot of kids that play Little League Baseball, and there's plenty of teams out there. And I think it's just maybe it's the video game era starting to get there and the specialization. But the deal is Kearney American Legion Baseball has been very, very, very good for a long, long time, and you've been able to keep some of the same people like Coach Art in place here. And of course Coach Sponge is now on to the collegiate ranks. I'm sure you guys probably were watching what he did this year. I heard that he was welcomed with open arms in the GPAC.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gave you a chance. Yeah, and there it was.
I'll leave it alone.
Jeff Wolf, Terry Broadfoot with us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Terry, get a lot of good sponsors, a lot with graduation going on this weekend. Maybe not everybody can be there for the banquet. What can folks do if they want to be involved and maybe not necessarily be there Friday?
Yeah, you can get a hold of some board members or give us a call. And there's a lot of good items on there. I don't want to take a bunch of time, but there's like four quarters of beef. Well, everybody knows what the beef price is right now. Those are a hot item. They're provided by Phelps County Feeders, which is Dale Clutie. Dale's been a great supporter of ours for many years. Let's see. We'll go down here. There's Buffalo County Fair's got a fair package. Wayne Gappa takes care of some refreshments. Coca-Cola takes care of some refreshments. We've got a John Deere Weed Eater on the auction this year. We have a Nebraska Cranes putting up a Bush Hog mower. Nebraska Land Bank's going to provide some meat for a party at Roseberry's that'll be out for bid.
Cool.
A lot of this stuff, you know,
might have a golf package or two.
There's a Prairie Club golf package. There's always some local golf courses that you might get a four rounds cart and green fees. The Prairie Club one has been a very popular one in the past. It's basically a play 2 days, stay one night for four people. That thing's probably a $1,600 value. A lot of times that goes under value. So that's a good one if somebody's looking to want to take four guys up to Prairie Club, which is a very new, exciting golf course up by Valentine. If you haven't been there, it's breathtaking.
We've got just another minute here, Jeff. We can talk about we can talk about the barbecue at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel again. It's Friday night at 6 o'clock, but maybe you can give us a quick look because Coach Arch is still teaching school, and we'll talk to him a little bit later on during the season. But even with the teams this year, any major changes, or is it kind of the same type of schedule and outlook?
The schedule looks the same. Each teams have a couple of home tournaments. I think I saw the seniors have a couple, host a couple, and the juniors host a couple. And like I said, Brad's done a terrific job with what he's presented each year with the number of kids that come out, and he tries to get the best kids out and keep them out. And that's what's important. It's always important to get the kids out. Mm-hmm. And we try hard to get them out. And just going back to the barbecue a little bit, if you don't have a ticket, the parents have been selling them, the kids have been selling them, board members have been selling them. Come out to Terry's shop Friday night at 6 o'clock.
Even if you can only slide out for 15-20 minutes.
Just come on out. And chances are you'll find somebody that you know out there. And it's a very good social event that reaps benefits for Kearney American Legion Baseball.
Terry, anything else?
One thing I forgot. Like I said, if you don't have a ticket and somebody doesn't get to you selling tickets, you can buy them at the door. And one person, probably the biggest person I forgot to mention, would be Paul Eunice in the Eunice Center. They provide the food, the potato salad, the beans. As everybody knows, Paul's a great supporter of many things in Kearney, and well-deserved. And we have plenty of food. We never run out of food, so the more the merrier.
Well, it's a great barbecue, and it's this Friday at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, just south of the Viero Event Center and the Holiday Inn. Check it out. Jeff Wolf, Terry Broadfoot, thanks for giving us a couple minutes, and I guess we'll see you Friday for the entertainment, huh?
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys. We have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, so stay with us for that. We are here at the Loper Football's fundraiser, the backers. It's that time of the year where all kinds of things are going on, but I wanted to jump into a couple of other high school events here before we take our final break and do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We talked about the draft. We talked about the basketball moving out. How about this? Lincoln Journal Star reporting this story overnight. A Lincoln man is in jail after stealing Coach John Cook's championship volleyball rings from a display case while working on the renovation at UNL last year when they were putting together the new volleyball venue, switching it over from basketball to volleyball. Dallas Jordan took the Big 12 championship ring and the 2006 national championship ring, sold a couple of them, according to an affidavit, for about $860. And, of course, he did it to an undercover cop. So he is charged with felony theft in the case and faces up to 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. The USHL draft, the Storm picked up 9 players last night in Phase 1. Phase 2 is going on this morning. We hope to have a chance to talk with Coach Holton tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, along with Mr. Plinsky, the athletic director at UNK. Also in the USHL, Lincoln Stars have a new coach. This is Chris Hartsburg. He's a 33-year-old, played in Omaha back in his playing days, and has been an assistant coach since his minor league professional playing career ended back in 2007. Loper men's tennis team beaten yesterday by Southwest Baptist 5-3. They went 18-6. 3 of the 6 losses came to Southwest Baptist. Men's golf team, they're in 9th at the regionals, a 20-team event, but they're only 4 shots out of the top 4, or 6 shots out of the top 4, which is where they need to be. Round 2 is going on today. We'll get into some of the high school events in just a moment, but Damon Day, I want to know, because if you know the answer to this, then we'll come up with a different Troutman's Tuesday trivia question, but do you realize that it was this date 60 years ago where an incredibly amazing performance occurred in the world of sports? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Sandy Koufax struck out 16.
That was a great guess, but I was not talking baseball.
Oh.
It is a time that the first man broke the 4-minute mile. First time that the 4-minute mile was broke was 60 years ago today. Roger Bannister got the job done.
You know what? I should know that, because we always talk about that from a mental toughness, from a mental conditioning standpoint, that once you prove that you can do something, then everybody else will follow. Because what was it? No one had ever done it, and then what, 5 people did it within the next 60 days? So I should have known that, but I did not know that was going on today.
Here is your Troutman's Tuesday trivia question. Call now, 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won in the last 2 months, then you have an opportunity to do that. 888-455-3776. If you are the first correct caller, we'll get you a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Roger Bannister took care of it this day, broke the record. And he did it 54 years ago, I guess, is the official time here. Or is that a typo? But whatever it is, it's 60 years ago when Roger Bannister broke the mile. 3:59.4. In what country did he run that sub-4-minute mile? What country did Roger Bannister break the 4-minute barrier? And this isn't a trick question. 888-455-ESPN. What country did Roger Bannister break the 4-minute mile in? And if you call now, first correct caller at 888-455-3776, we'll pick up the $25 gift card. We're back after this.
In this risky market, does your farm have the protection it needs? Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company is committed to providing the American farmer with complete farm insurance solutions for every operation. Their wide selection of crop, property, auto, and liability products will help manage risk and keep you protected. Kroll Agency in Kennesaw, Minden, Roseland, and Hastings can help you determine the products that best fit your needs. Call Kroll Agency for complete risk management coverage, customized solutions, and superior service. Farmers Mutual Hail and Kroll Agency are equal opportunity providers.
Plan now to take the next step in your education. Don't delay. Start this summer at Central Community College. Classes start May 27th with additional sessions starting in June and July. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program. Or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through one of CCC's career and technical programs. Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccnev.edu. Sign up for summer at Central Community College. Registration begins April 11th.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Tonight, the NBA on ESPN Radio heads to San Antonio. After going a full 7 games in round 1, the top-seeded San Antonio Spurs survive and advance to round 2.
Three. Oh yeah!
Up next, the Portland Trail Blazers. Fresh off a round 1 upset of the Rockets, can they continue the run or will Tony Parker and the Spurs be heading to the Western Conference Finals?
Portland, San Antonio, tonight at 8:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, wrapping up a Tuesday program. Tomorrow, we will have athletic director at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, Paul Plinsky. We will have St. Paul track coach Matt Kane, as they will be hosting the Lou Platt Conference meet on Thursday, so we'll preview that with him. We're headed over to the Lou Platt meet on Thursday and have updates here on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9 all day on Thursday. And then next Wednesday and Thursday, we will have live coverage of a variety of district track meets. Off the top of my head, if I can remember them all, we'll be at Wilcox, we'll be at Loup City, we'll be at Broken Bow, and we'll be at Wood River. So those are the four districts that we will be covering next Wednesday and Thursday. Plus, we're going to be catching up with some Hastings track. They have been doing a great job job as well. So as they head towards the postseason, and then it's a couple of weeks away for the UNK track team. So we'll catch up with Brady Bonzel when they get ready to go to nationals as well. Became official this morning. Kevin Durant wins the NBA MVP award for the first time in his career. And as LeBron James had said earlier in the week, he definitely deserved that. So LeBron James was second, Blake Griffin third, Joakim Noah and James Harden rounded out the top five. Folks, T&L Irrigation Systems are there for you as you prepare to plant your seeds in the ground and get your crop ready for 2014. Don't forget that the T&L Pivot Control Options is what makes it great. The PPC3 can be controlled from your home, can be controlled with the GPS system from your phone, your smartphone, anywhere you're at. Hey, you want to remember back in the day when Dad had to go out there and you jumped in the truck and you went and did it all by hand and you had to do it at night, and maybe you had to do it first thing in the morning? Well, now you can go play league golf. You can go out and fish a little bit. And as long as you got your smartphone, you can do what you want with your T&L irrigation system with the PPC3. So check it out today at TLIRR.com or visit your local T&L irrigation system, not only throughout the Tri-Cities, but throughout the entire state of Nebraska, the United States, and 65 countries worldwide. T&L irrigation systems. Checking out a few high school notes for you. The Grand Island baseball team has a makeup game today with Lincoln East. It will wrap up their regular season. That's at 6 o'clock. And with two wins yesterday over Columbus, they're now 15-5, and they will host the A6 district on Saturday at Ryder Park. So if you want to watch some baseball Saturday, the Islanders will play Omaha Burke at 11. Then Bellevue West plays Bellevue East. And at about 6 o'clock, they will play the district final. Yesterday, St. Cecilia won the Central Catholic Golf Invite by 5 over the Crusaders, followed by Adams Central, Aurora, and Gibbon. Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon shoots 70 to win it by 2 shots over Tom Skoke of St. Cecilia. Ashton Graham of Adams Central with another shot back. In soccer, Kearney girls, easy win over Lincoln High yesterday, 10-0. They'll play North Platte tomorrow night at Baldwin Park for the chance to go to state. 6 o'clock will be the kickoff. North Platte beat Omaha Burke 4-1. Grand Island girls were eliminated by Lincoln Southeast yesterday, 7-0. In the B7 at Hastings College, Northwest beat Nebraska Lutheran. So tonight in the semifinals, Northwest and Hastings at 5, followed by Seward and York. The B8, Kearney Catholic beat Lexington yesterday, so they will play Holdridge today in Holdridge. That's at 4. Scottsbluff and Gehring will play out at Gehring, and then the winners will meet on Thursday. The Kearney High boys on their way to South Sioux City for the A3 district tournament. They play Papillion La Vista this afternoon at 5. If they win, then they would play either Omaha Benson or South Sioux City in the finals. The Grand Island boys beat Lincoln High yesterday. They'll play Papio South tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Memorial Field. Class B boys district soccer, Central Catholic beat Kearney Catholic 3-2 yesterday. Those semifinals are Wednesday over at Hastings College. Crusaders will play Hastings and Northwest will play York. And the B8 final is today between Lexington and Holdridge, as they were both winners yesterday. So that wraps up that portion of the show. And again, want to remind you, get a chance, come on out, folks, to the Loper Football Backers Dinner and Scholarship Fundraiser. Cole Manhart, a lot of the players will be here. And one of the cool things is you can kind of see, they'll let you know what a full scholarship costs here, how they've continued to raise money through this Football Backers event, and they are trying to get to 30 scholarships. In 2012, they were just about to 21. They made it to just over 24 in 2013. They are at 27 right now. They're trying to get to 30. Still the max in the MIAA is 36. And remember back in the day, I mean, we were talking, I believe, 17, 18, 19 scholarships when UNK was still in the RMAC conference. Right now, Cole Manhart, who probably is going to get a shot to play in the pros, he's not getting a full ride, but he's all in. He's here at UNK, as many of these players are, and we have talked about more UNK players getting their chances in the pros. Stephen Good, Mason Brodeen, and we could go down the list here. Cole Manhart is going to be the next, and there's some more great young men on this year's football team, and you can help them raise money for scholarships to keep this program as high a level as it can possibly be. Just to run down a few of the things, because you can go to lopers.com and find out more. 5:30, the social, the silent auction will open, then 7 o'clock dinner, and the live auction starts just after 7:30. And some of the live auction items tonight, they've got autographed John Elway and Peyton Manning gear, a trip up to Montana, a gun safe. They have got the trip up to Long Pine, which is really cool up there in north central Nebraska. A variety of dinners, a Phil Mickelson signed putter will be auctioned off tonight. A trip to San Diego. One of the more popular is when they group the Loper football players together, and you can lease a Loper. They come out and do whatever they have to do: chores, move cattle, build a fence, build a deck, move you. You know, they're there for manual labor, and they will do that as well. And a variety of other items. We've got a Russell Wilson jersey, and Entertainer of the Year, Alan Jackson. He was here. He autographed a guitar. They'll put that up as well. Here's a trip to Orlando. The really cool Loper quilt, one of those unique things that is made that not everybody has. Broncos helmets, trips to the zoo in Omaha, so much more. They've got pets and all those kind of items that you'll normally find at some, and then, of course, some unique Loper items as well. And it's all today, tonight, 5:30, the social, and then 7 o'clock is when things get underway with the dinner auction here at the Eunice Conference Center. And I think that has allowed us to cover just about everything here this afternoon. We appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. For our Damon Dave joining us today, I want to thank Terry Broadfoot, Jeff Wolf. I want to thank Coach Daryl Morris, his entire coaching staff, for having us out today. Tomorrow, it is our Loper Link with UNK Athletic Director Paul Plinsky. We'll talk track with St. Paul's Matt Kane, and we also hope to have some comments from Coach Jim Holton of the Tri-City Storm as they finish up the draft this morning in the USHL. Until then, this is Doug Uda saying thanks for joining us, and congratulations to Trent. He was the winner, by the way, of our Troutman's Tuesday trivia. The answer was Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile in England, and Trent knew that one, so congratulations. That'll wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.